Hello, culinary explorers. Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through another delicious adventure in the kitchen. Today, we're diving into something a bit unconventional, but incredibly fascinating, making your own RSO gummies at home. Yes, you heard that right. We're unleashing potent flavors with a simple recipe that's not only fun, but also lets you control the quality and intensity of your edibles. Ben Harper RSO, or Rick Simpson Oil, is known for its potency and has been celebrated for various benefits. Making gummies with RSO can be a delightful way to enjoy these benefits. And guess what? It's easier than you might think. So whether you're a seasoned chef or just curious about homemade edibles, this episode will guide you through everything you need to know. First off, let's talk about what you'll need for this culinary venture. The equipment is pretty basic, just a pot, a whisk or spoon, some gummy molds, and a dropper for precision. As for the ingredients, you'll need gelatin or a vegetarian alternative like agar-agar, your choice of flavored liquid, a sweetener, citric acid for that tangy kick, and of course, the star of the show, RSO. Now, before we get started, it's crucial to highlight the importance of legality and safety. Make sure that using RSO is legal in your area and always handle it with care due to its potency. Let's get into the mixing. Start by combining your gelatin with the flavored liquid and sweetener. This mixture forms the base of your gummies. Once it's well mixed, it's time to add the RSO. This is where you need to be careful to ensure even distribution for consistent potency across all gummies. A good tip is to add the RSO while you're heating the mixture, stirring constantly to blend it smoothly. Once your gummy base is ready, quickly pour it into your molds. Work swiftly as the mixture begins to set as it cools. After filling the molds, the hardest part comes, waiting. Let your gummies sit undisturbed for at least 24 hours. This patience ensures they cure properly, achieving that perfect chewy texture and potent flavor. Gummies being popped out of molds. And voila, you've just made your own RSO gummies. Now, when it comes to serving and storing, keep them in a cool, dark place to preserve their potency and freshness. Remember, the joy of making these gummies is as much about the process as it is about the tasty, beneficial treats you end up with. For those who might be asking about dietary alternatives, yes, you can substitute gelatin with agar-agar if you're looking for a vegan option. And if you want to experiment with flavors, using natural fruit juices is a fantastic way to add some zest to your gummies. There you have it, folks, your very own homemade RSO gummies. I hope you feel inspired to try this recipe and add your own creative twist. Don't forget to check out Simple Recipe Box for more tips and detailed steps on this recipe. Until next time, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and keep enjoying the delicious results. This is Ben Harper, signing off from the Simple Recipe Box podcast. Happy cooking, everyone. Theme music fades out.